Hello and welcome to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the podcast series now focusing on parafunctional habits. That's our topic at the moment. And parafunctional habits include the unconscious or stress-related things that we do with our mouth that can wreak havoc on our teeth, jaws, and our overall health. We've already covered quite a few, including nail biting, as well as cheek and lip biting. And this week, we are talking about ice chewing, why crunching on frozen water could be cracking your teeth and costing you thousands. I've seen this before, people were chewing on ice, especially in summer. I used to have a neighbor during summer, he would just go to his freezer and grab a couple of ice cubes and then just chew on it for fun. Not even flavored or anything, just normal ice cubes. Chewing on it, and he seemed to enjoy it as well. I just couldn't really enjoy it. I don't know what was so amazing about it. But let's ask Dr. Heudelman what happens when you chew on ice. Dr. Heudelman from OptiSmile, thanks for joining us again. Are you well?
I'm well, thank you. And yeah, I miss summer. We're getting into winter, I guess, yeah. Now in the Western Cape, yeah. Aside from ice chewing, which we're going to talk about now, I just find the sound of someone else crunching on ice one of the most annoying sounds. Or it's a terrible habit.
It is terrible
from
noise.
From the point of view of just, if you're going to chew ice, yeah, do it in the privacy of your own home or something.
Yeah, it is quite a crunch.
I've been
quite
in a restaurant where someone's chewing. Yeah, you think, you know, someone just stood on a cockroach or something. It's crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah, it's like it's a hectic crunch, eh? And you can actually hear how you know, damaging it could be to your teeth, depending on the state of your teeth, I suppose. But I mean, when you look at it just like that, ice chewing actually seems harmless. It's just water, right? Why is it a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's just water, but once it's frozen solid. And it's essentially a crystal block. It's surprisingly hard and unforgiving. Your tooth enamel is extremely strong. It isn't designed to crush such a rigid material repetitively. And over time, this can create micro cracks, especially if you do it daily. Think of it like a windshield. A little chip in your windshield can gradually spread until you have a full-blown crack. And, you know, for some people, they might say it's refreshing and crunchy and they love it. The repeated impact can lead to big trouble for your teeth and your bank account. You know, once a piece of tooth snaps off or a filling pops out, or probably one of the most common things is for one of the sides of a tooth to break off. I think we did an episode on cracked tooth syndrome or cracked teeth and on inlays and onlays. So I can absolutely assure you that you headed for a dental appointment at some point. Don't say, I've done this my whole life and nothing's ever happened. Just you wait. You've been warned.
You wait, yeah. And can you tell us a bit more about the damage that ice chewing can do? I mean, so it can crack your teeth. What else can it do?
Yeah, so definitely ice chewing is one of the main culprits for sudden fractures. Even if it doesn't cause an immediate break, the constant biting and the cold temperature also causes thermal stress on your enamel. Imagine you're eating a hot meal and then you're chewing on ice. And over time, you know, you've got these micro fractures, which are little cracks, somewhat like we mentioned, a little chip or in your windshield. But then one day you bite down on a piece of ice, a slightly wrong angle, and crack. And then you're booking an emergency dental appointment. And, you know, it's also tough on existing restorations like your fillings and your crowns. Or if you've had an inlay, you know, you can break the remaining cusp off the tooth. It can loosen or develop gaps between your fillings and your tooth, which can lead to decay. And then you might be forced into root canal territory, you know, all from a so-called harmless ice cube. We did an episode, as I mentioned, on cracked tooth syndrome. So you can get a partial crack where every time you put a bit of pressure on the corner of the tooth, like say on a pizza crust, as you release, you get a sharp pain on rebound, and that's a sign that your tooth has a crack in it and it stays sensitive to cold. You might get used to it or stop eating on that side, but even if you don't see a piece broken off, you can have an internal crack that's heading towards the nerve.
If we go a little bit deeper into this topic, is there a link between ice chewing and some more serious or deeper dental health issues, Dr. Udelman?
Yes, I mean, sometimes, yes, it can be. The craving for chewing ice, which actually has a medical name, believe it or not, you know, the nut chewing is another thing, but let's stick to ice, yeah. So, okay. Believe it or not, it's called hagophagia. So phagia means to eat, and hago, I guess, is Latin for ice. I hope I'm pronouncing it properly. I don't think doctors or dentists would probably heard of that word before, but it's a lovely, lovely word when you see it spelt out with all the G's and the P's and more G's. Hagophagia. And it's often associated with iron deficiency anemia or something or pica, which is a compulsion to eat non-food substances. So pica is another whole story. It's a type of eating disorder. But if people are eating things like ice or sand or literally chewing on pencils and eating the wood, you know, we spoke about nail biting and cheek biting. It's somewhat related to an extent, but ice in particular, they've shown is if you find yourself constantly craving ice beyond normal hydration or comfort, it's worth checking with a doctor for possible iron or mineral deficiencies. So there's a lot of vegetarians these days and or people that don't eat enough red meat or don't eat red meat, and they don't get their iron checked. And yeah, iron deficiency anemia is not a joke. You can get iron supplements. My wife is vegetarian. She takes iron supplements daily. Having said that, she's not an ice chewer, but it's commonly associated with iron deficiency anemia. Also, it can be a stress response, much like nail biting. If someone's anxious or bored, they might absentmindedly just chew on ice. I mean, I generally, when I'm around people that are chewing on ice, they tend to be those like highly strung type A personalities with like kind of a bit of a short temper, and then they chewing on the ice. It's kind of an aggressive, you don't get someone who's chilled, excuse the pun, chewing on ice.
Brilliant. That was brilliant.
People that need to chill chew on ice. As far as I've experienced, that's not a professional opinion.
Yeah, you're very, very, very clever, very sharp today, Doctor. You're always clever, but I mean, today you're very sharp with all these puns.
yes.
So what you're also saying is that basically if people crave ice or even other things like eating sand or whatever, it could be a sign of low iron. It does, or could it be that you're pregnant or something?
Yeah, so I mean, it's just a classic red flag for iron deficiency. I'm not sure about pregnancy. The best step is just to get tested, and if that deficiency is corrected, apparently often the ice obsession magically disappears, saving your teeth from further damage. So that's an interesting intersection of medical and dental health. So if it's something you've done, or maybe it's a craving you've had recently, you've picked up from somewhere, get your iron tested.
All right. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. So let's move on now. Doctor, you know, ice chewing, does it affect your fillings, your crowns or your veneers differently than your natural teeth?
Yes. In some ways it's worse for those things. So each filling or crown margin is a seam that can be compressed or compromised by repeated stress and impact. And with veneers, you risk chipping the porcelain edges. Fillings can crack or leak. Just speaking about veneers, we did episode on bonding versus veneers versus injection molding, and then two episodes about looking after your bonding, looking after your injection molded composite bonding. So if it's something that you have or you're thinking of doing, go back and listen to those episodes. And we speak about nail biting and ice chewing in those. Normal fillings can crack or leak, letting bacteria in and causing decay beneath. you know, your fillings and your restorations are strong, but they're not bulletproof. And ice chewing will definitely shorten the lifespan of any dental work, and that's an avoidable expense. And, you know, some people, it's just such a habit, much like nail biting and lip biting. People often find it very difficult to give it up, which is why we did three separate episodes.
Okay, and also we mentioned previously, or you mentioned TMJ problems. So I want to ask you, can ice chewing actually strain your jaw muscles and then essentially worsen your TMJ problems?
Absolutely. The jaw exerts a significant force to crack ice. I'm talking more about big ice cubes or some that have partially melted. If it's in America, not so much in South Africa, you get this crushed ice. It's a big thing, crushed ice. I mean, you don't get it so much maybe in a margarita or something, but generally it's been blended, so it's much finer. But they do this more coarse crushed ice in the States, and that's a bit easier to chew on and crunch, and people tend to chew on that. But it's people that go and crack into big ice cubes. You know, if you already clench or have TMJ discomfort, adding in ice chewing can really exacerbate or make muscle fatigue worse, can make joint inflammation worse. You might notice more morning stiffness in the jaw or tension headaches if you chewing ice at night. The next day you'll suffer. And, you know, basically it's your masseter muscle, which is that sort of muscle that when you clench, it sticks out on the side of your jaw. It's basically saying, I'm exhausted from chewing this super hard substance. And over time, that can lead to persistent facial or jaw pain.
And what are the early warning signs that ice chewing is actually harming your teeth? Will you be able to see it or feel it?
Yeah, so when you got patients that are ice chewers, and in certain light, or you take a photograph with a macro lens and a strong flash, or when we scan patients with our iTero scanner, you know, which shows it's got near infrared imaging, we can see a lot more tiny hairline cracks in patients that chew ice, edges or sharp edges, corners that are just suddenly chipping off, constant chipping, increased sensitivity to hot and cold, a tooth that feels slightly loose, that repeated pinging sensation when biting, especially on releasing. That can happen after a chewing accident, which is like if you're eating a hamburger and there's a little piece of gristle or bone in there and you're chewing on something soft and all of a sudden you hit something hard.
That's
or if you're
terrible.
Eating a salad with, yeah, or eating like a soft salad and then there's like, say, cashews in there or some other kind of nuts, and you hit a bit of a shell, for instance, or, you know, I say it's like biting on a ball bearing. You don't expect it
yeah.
The next thing. And then after that, you got this rebound pain, which it only hurts with cold or when you put a little bit of pressure and then you release. Like if you're eating like tough biltong, you bite harder, and as you release, you get that pain. You know, if you notice any of these things that I mentioned, it's time to stop the ice or you'll risk major breakage.
Yeah, you've been warned. Okay, and
you've been warned. But save your money and save your teeth in this case.
Exactly. And doctor, any tips? How can someone break this habit if it's becoming addictive or even stress-related?
Yeah, I've especially put down a few bullet points here to help people, because one thing saying don't do it. But I think if you can identify triggers, ask yourself, are you chewing ice when you're stressed or when you're bored? You know, what triggers you to start doing it? Substitute, as I mentioned, you can maybe switch initially to crushed ice or more of a slushy type drink that's not as hard. Or probably something that's even healthier is, why not grab a cucumber, which is cold and still is crunchy and it's good for you. There's a lot of good stuff in cucumbers, especially if you eat the skin. Or maybe some baby carrots, which are really nice. In South Africa, we have amazing vegetables. We're so lucky. They actually, the carrots taste like carrots. I might have mentioned I lived in Australia for 12 years, and I was in California before that. And I think we have the best fruit and vegetables. Why not go for a cucumber or a carrot instead for crunch? If you want to put your baby carrots in the fridge, I mean, normally, yeah, I mean, they retain the cold nice, and it's sort of a similar kind of feeling. And then if it's stress, you know, stress management, if it's stress related, if it's anxiety, why not try deep breathing or some meditation exercises, or get yourself a stress ball that you can squeeze the heck out of rather than breaking your teeth. I mentioned already, if you suspect any kind of iron deficiency or you haven't had a full blood count, I'm a big one for getting full blood tests at least once a year. I don't think a lot of people in South Africa are proactive enough with their general health, never mind their med. They only go to a doctor when they have problems. But why not get things tested, get your iron levels checked, get your vitamin B checked, unrelated to ice chewing. It's just my general advice. A lot of people are very low in vitamin B these days, and vitamin D, and we don't get enough sunshine. We're putting on sunscreen, and these are things that are easy to sort out. And then stay hydrated. So some people chew ice when they're thirsty. So sipping on ice cold water can give you that same refreshment without having to just crunch on the ice.
Okay, and also now that you mentioned the cucumbers, I want to add gherkins, those massive gherkins that you get in those glass tins. I think they would be quite nice as well for a crunch.
Yes, but be careful with too many gherkins or as a regular habit, because we did an episode about sensitivity and putting hot water and lemon and eating acidic things, and pickles or pickled cucumbers or gherkins. I think there's also sugar in there, but there's a lot of vinegar. Anything that's like very sour or tart means that it's acidic. And then that can cause other problems like acid erosion on your teeth, or even eat in between your fillings and your tooth. So thanks for helping with the gherkins, but I think stick with cucumbers or carrots.
Okay, wow, okay. Well, I just learned something there.
After the gherkin, maybe nibble on some cheese, which will neutralize the acids, and it's also good for your teeth. And it also, you know, kills your appetite, so you won't snack on too many carbs.
That's some good advice there, Doc. Moving on now, you know, people saying, hey, but I eat crushed or soft ice. Wouldn't that be safer, or is that still risky?
Yeah, look, it's safer than the solid cubes, as we were saying earlier, but it still has a risk if you're chewing it habitually. Even though it's less dense, you can still get microfractures with enough frequency. It's like chewing on sand rather than chewing on rocks. You know, you don't want to eat either. The best approach is to let the ice melt in your mouth. So if you've got some crushed ice and you just let that melt in your mouth, it might work for you. But or as we mentioned, find an alternative crunchy snack. Even, you know, we're talking about crunchy things. I mean, almonds are good for you, and raw cashews, things like that, and lots of minerals. It's good for you if you're looking for something crunchy.
And then, Doctor, any final advice for our ice chewers listening today?
Just to recap, you know, ice chewing is a classic example of a refreshing treat that can become a destructive habit. And if you can't resist it, try and figure out why. Is it stress? Is it thirst? Is it iron deficiency? Address it. Because once you crack a tooth or you break a crown or a veneer, you're looking at a big dental bill. And, you know, all over something as simple as frozen water. So, you know, weigh it up. Is that crunch really worth the potential cost and pain? I'd say not. You know, a little mindfulness and maybe a trip to the doctor for your blood tests can keep your teeth safe and your wallet intact. That's a good final advice when it comes to the ice chewing. You know, I hope the nail biting and the lip biting and the ice chewing episodes help people that suffer from that. Do tune in next week, where we will be covering something that I get a lot of questions about lately, which is mouth taping and nasal breathing. That's a popular subject these days. It's all in TikTok and on the news.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. So thanks for all the questions on these parafunctional habits, and looking forward to speaking to you next week.
Dr. Uderman, thank you so much as always, and also to our listeners for tuning in. Thank you. Remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights with these podcasts, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more enlightening discussions. Join us again next week as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Uderman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.